Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Boy, oh boy, Cody, that time flies, don't it?
Boy, does it.
We've been talking shit about this bottle for two fucking months now.
Talking shit about one bottle for 2 months and then talking, singing nothing but praises about one bottle for 2 months. Crazy.
Amazing how that works out, huh?
Yeah, and both like, my skulls.
Kind of like your Goose Island experience. You
know? Exactly. Goose Island is the mescal of beer. Never thought those words come from my mouth.
Gave you the greatest pour you ever had, gave you the worst pour you ever had. Most overrated, over mediocre, everything that you could have with it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is the end, the finale. No more. The finale, Cody. I swear to God, Cody. Every fucking time I go to a store now, I swear to you, people that work there try to point me to the mescal aisle. Now I'm like, is everybody listening to the show? And they're just like fucking with me now. Is this like a running gag or something?
You know, it's also funny you mentioned that. I had a colleague earlier tell me he got drunk off mescal last night.
How do you get drunk?
This is his first time trying it. And that's why he felt a certain type of way coming to work. Because, you know, he's still like hungover, I guess, whatever. He's like, man, you were trying to score. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever tried to score? Have you ever done meth, man? Shit, man. Yeah. I've been to like, I want to say four different stores this week. And I swear, I've never in my history of drinking has ever been pointed in that direction of the mezcal like I have this past week. I think somebody's ribbing us this month. I think they're ribbing.
Maybe, man. Maybe. Because
I don't want that shit. And they keep pointing me, telling me that one's really good. And I'm like, well, you spending the money for it then for me. I'm not taking chances anymore. So this is one of those things where I will, as the people that drink what they drink, as Jung would say back in the day, I'm staying in my lane.
Yes.
And that's the express lane away from mezcal.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all the way to the left.
Yeah, that there'll be no one-on-one on this ride no more, Cody. Mm-hmm. That one, no. They ain't hopping on that no more. We done with that.
This is one of those hypothetical bullet speed trains that will go to like Frisco and all that.
Oh, yes,
I like those.
That. Yeah,
yeah.
I went to go pick up my bottles, and they had the bottle, which I'll talk about soon, that I sent Cody yesterday. And they were telling me about it, and I said, damn, you got it for that price, too? That's the cheapest I think that it's going for. I swear to God, that motherfucker took me to the mezcal aisle. And I was just like, why is everybody doing this to me? I don't. And then they'll ask you, too, oh, do you like mezcal? And you just go, eh. let me show you some recommendations. No, that's all right. You ain't got to do that neither. We don't got to do that neither.
Trust me, we've tried all the quote unquote recommendations and seen them by this point. So think we good on that.
The biggest what the fuck recommendation we've had this year, but I mean, maybe the biggest, maybe Cody can refresh my memory here, was at Fuck You Fest. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, so we're at the, which by the way, it's a brand, I don't know if we're 50-50 on or if we like or not. We only had one bad pour from them per se, and that's Dos Artes. But remember they were giving us the shit on the right side, Cody, and we were kind of like, right. All right, this is cool.
It was decent.
Yeah, it was, I wouldn't spend $100 for none of that shit.
Nah.
50, I'd 50, easily.
Yeah, fair.
$50, yeah. And then they, I swear to God, Cody, I don't know why this has been on my brain. They kept telling us, it was like three of them too on that right side. You got to try that Hoven.
Yeah.
And we get over there. They got two editions. One of the Dia de los Muertos edition and the regular release that they got. And we're just like, all right, just give us that. Cause everybody keeps saying we got to try. Even the people on that side, they was like, oh, you got to try this Hoven, right? We get that pour. I think me and you looked at it and said, nah, you know, I don't like this at all. This tastes like shit, actually. Why would you recommend this to us?
Dude, they were hyping that shit like the second coming or some shit like that.
Which was crazy because that special reserve, I forgot what it was called, especial.
Yeah, I think it was special reserve or something like that, right?
Yeah. Tasted way better. And when they gave it to us, we were like, oh, this is so amazing. They kind of kept looking at us like, but the Hoven, though, right? And we're just like,
No. No Hoven.
No Hoven. No, not at all. I guess that's a brand that don't know how to read their audience, huh?
Not that day.
No, because they was preaching that Hoven to us left and right. I love the looks on their face. They were smiling like we took poison, too. Like, we took those first sips. They were like... They were like the witch that gave Snow White that fucking apple and shit. They was looking at us like, "God, those Negroes."
It's like that that Jack Nicholson meme from Anger Management.
So that for me, that might have been the worst recommendation I had this year. I was like, "This don't taste good at all." Actually, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No,
granted, it wasn't the worst pour we had that day. No. It still wasn't fucking good.
No. That probably was like number three or four, worst four, maybe.
Yeah, 3-4 is fair.
I could see it if you had to do a top 10 worst of list and you was missing one that you couldn't think of. I could see that making like a
You slot that in there. Yeah,
7-10 somewhere around there, or whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the precursor to this Mescal we're about to review today.
It really was, actually.
I was like, oh, how could this Hoven get worse?
Oh, yeah, the precursor to actually two other pours we had that day.
So, Mr. Cody, I want to give a special shout out real quick to Cork, another Cork people, the Cork in Long Beach this time, Strong Beach this one. I was looking in the cigar room. I told Cody this when we was at the Redondo Beach one. I said, that one's nice, but Cork Long Beach got a really nice selection of cigars. Now, I haven't looked at any cigars in a minute. All those extra special Cohibas I was telling you about, Cody, they had them all. I was just like, oh, my God. I don't have to buy these online or overseas or some shit now, whatever they're hitting there. And I kept staring at the Cohiba Black because I was looking for the foolproof ones. I think they had three boxes of the foolproof ones. I saw them on the floor. They were empty. And Wes's brother was telling me we had a guy. He came in and bought 10 boxes of cigars.
God damn.
He cleaned the house like a motherfucker. But I guess something evaded it. Oh, and they got their cigar selection is just legit. I mean, if it's one of the best bottle shop cigar selections you could probably see. I mean, and it's nice and organized and everything. I love going in. It's way bigger than the one we were in where only me, Cody, and like a Diddy party could fit in or something like that or whatever. Like a Redondo. This one, it could fit at least a minivan family, you know? We could fit a minivan family. This was a two-seater back in Redondo. I was staring because I was kind of trying to see what would catch my eye, and I looked at the Cohiba Blacks and I said, I'll be goddamn.
You saw the glimmer of blue in there?
Yeah, I saw that glimmer of black.
Oh, that blue, sorry. Yeah, that black.
I saw that black. Like a gold trim. And I said, oh, shit. I said, yeah, we're going to pick you up, baby.
Snitch.
I was telling the guy that was at the counter, I said, I found a little gem in there. He was like, what'd you find? He was like, oh, that's our last one, dude. I said, they don't make these anymore. This guy, he said, oh, I didn't know they got that. I was like, they got discontinued earlier this year, like in January or whatever and stuff. I said, so this is a must grab. I will be taking this off your hands now because I haven't seen these things fucking months now. Months. So that was an easy stab right there. I also want to send a special shout out to them for hooking your boy up with their store pick here. I don't want to say which one because I don't want people to fucking be thinking that they're released already and stuff like that. But I will say I sipped on a little bit of it. That shit does taste like candy. I told Cody what it was via text, but yeah, this tastes like candy. This was I had a mint too. I was chewing on a well. I don't know what it was, but something about that caramel and that mint just went so well together, Cody.
Mm. This is really an interesting pairing right there.
It really is, because I don't really like mint in my chocolate either, Cody.
Yeah, mint and caramel, you really hear those paired together much at all.
It was like sweet and subtle, Cody. Mm. That shit tastes like candy. Ow. Giving me a heart attack. You should sing that to your girl for your 1-year anniversary. Ow! Strawberries, raspberries, all the good things.
Are you okay?
Gumdrops and marrows. Yeah, because Cody caught his girl off guard with some music choices, and she didn't know what it was. I was just like, "Damn, girl, come on now." Yeah, and then we got this beauty finally, Cody. We got this black boy right here.
Look at that horse.
I was going to skip on this and give some of them cigars, but they had a whole case of them cigars. So I was like, when the dude told me, oh, we ain't got 3 of these left, I said, oh, go ahead and put them
in the bag. Okay, well, yeah. Say less.
Yeah, these go for $129. Or the first batch did. This is the new batch that Eduardo was telling me about, whatever. I didn't know they released a new batch of these, whatever, which was they're going to be the last batch released, too. They sell them at Total Wine for $109. Cork had them for $75.
Crazy. So, crazy, crazy, crazy.
That to me was like, yeah. And funny enough, the guy said, yeah, these aren't moving as fast as we thought they would. I was like, shit. I was like, I said, these are the last of a dying breed right here. They're not making these horse bottles no more. I said, if you got them two sitting on the shelf still by the time Christmas and New Year's roll around, I will be collecting another one of these because, this right here, this is candy. Matter of fact, you know what? I think I'm going to open the bitch right now and have some of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Enjoy, brother.
Only
enjoy.
Fitting to this because we are some cabal lovers here on this show.
We are.
Oh, synthetic cork always works. Go ahead and pour. Man, that's a healthy pour. Hmm. I reviewed the first batch on the episode back in May, I believe, or whatever. I've never had this one yet, so this is new to me. And the color does look better than the first batch too, as well. But I forgot what he said they aged this in too. Oh, did he say this was aged in Virginia oak barrels? I can't remember now. Shit, I can't remember. He told me we had like a long conversation about this. These were aged in different barrels and stuff like that. Tastes phenomenal to me still. Tastes fucking phenomenal. I love that you can find, well, if you get lucky enough, your store, find añejos for under $100. That's a beautiful thing right there, baby.
Well, absolutely.
Mm. Especially when they're high quality, Cody. High quality. Speaking of añejos, Cody, a shout out to Cork first. I want to give them special thanks because Cork has been winning for us this past week, huh?
Right? Knocking out the park.
Yeah, I didn't go there early. The big sale they had started at 10. Mm-hmm. Bro, them shelves were clean like a motherfucker.
Of course.
I was like, God damn.
Bro, those buns were insane. Those mystery bags they were doing.
Oh, man.
That shit was crazy.
I mean, $150 and you could probably get any kind of Buffalo Trace product or whatever, which honestly, I guess that is kind of a deal. And plus, you're getting, I think, two other bottles in there, too? I can't remember now. I think it was like a bundle.
Man, they were just slinging nothing but fire. That's all I saw.
I'll tell you this. They had that one mezcal we do like from Sazerac for $20 there. I was like, I said, that's your best deal right there. That's it. Yeah. He's like, you want one? I was like, no, I'm good. I don't spend money on mezcal. Unless it comes in a bundle and I think it's like free or something like that, I'll take it then.
Exactly.
But I don't want that shit, man. But yeah, Cork has been treating us well. One of the best stores. I got to tell you, that store line is just out of fucking control. Wes told me they had 600 people RSVP for this shit.
Wow.
Because they had like a little RSVP thing to see who's going to be there. 600 people. They had 150 to 200 bags, I think, all gone. All gone. They all gone. Okay, so. Man. I don't know what they do for their marketing, but all the other stores we've ever been to, me and Cody, we don't see lines like this. So that motherfucker doing something right. And if you ever want to go into business when it comes to that liquor game, talk to that motherfucker in Long Beach because he clearly knows what he's doing, Cody.
Yeah. Who's going to argue that? See these past week, maybe 2 weeks, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always put out a good showing. Always.
Always. When I went there, because I literally just got back right now, people, the shell still has some stuff on them. I think they were telling me if you buy that cigar, you can get like a Booker's bottle for like $80.
And this is, I'm going to say slowly, this pretty much instantly became just the go-to cigar store for us, essentially. Yeah.
I think it's always been my go-to, because I don't go to cigar lounges. Me and Cody been talking about. I don't go to cigar lounges, so all my smoking generally has been done at like either home or bars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm looking at prices online for these cigars, and I look at Cork's price, like they're exactly the same. So I don't.
Yeah,
I get paid for shipping. You know, I'm like,
By the way, so they had a cigar thing. You get three, you get a fourth one for free, right? And I think if you buy. I can't remember, five was it or something like that? I'm sure it's still online, so people can correct me. Remember, the guy that bought cases of shit, he bought 10. So they were giving out.
He bought 10 fucking boxes.
I think he bought, I'm sorry, 5 boxes, but each one comes with 10 in it. So you get 5 extra cigars still. With each one. So he got 5 extra cigars with each box he bought. So he... I don't think you need to buy cigars ever again. I think you got a full line.
But he's good. He's good for at least, 2 years?
Two, 3 years? How much are we smoking? Are we daily or weekly?
Yeah.
Twice a month or maybe.
I'm trying to stick to weekly.
Yeah.
I kind of graduate like maybe once a month. But I'm pretty sure I'll probably stick like just weekly now.
I'm
getting more into the game.
I'm every other week. I'm like, I would say like twice a month maybe or whatever and stuff. So like, I mean, he bought 5 cases. They're 10 in each box. And he gets 5 free ones with each box. I mean, that dude is set. Like set legit. So, but that cigar lineup, like you said, Cohiba or... Excuse me, not even the Cohibas. I saw one online, dude. I think it's called the Royalty Cigar. Mm. Man, it is $1,000 for a 10 box. Ooh. Them motherfuckers are beautiful as shit, too. And if you want, like, just they have a 2-pack sale, even the 2-pack was $240, dude. I was like, God damn. I said, that cigar must suck dick in the middle of the night when you're sleeping. You wake up, oh, shit. You start waking up in cold sweats and shit, not knowing what's going on or something like that. Cody, like whoa. Jump off on that, too. Cody got a, it's his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. You old as fuck now. Older.
I feel ancient. I feel more ancient every day, but I don't mind it. I like it. More knowledgeable. Get the world more, you know.
Do you, though?
No, but at least like to think I do.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know if you knew, but vaccines give you AIDS. So.
Oh, that's right. Vaccines does a lot of shit, man. You notice? Aliens.
Some great sci-fi shit here.
That's everything but curio ass.
It's all about the money, man.
But the agenda from the government.
The government really wanted to fuck your life up. They could just take your place and property and shit.
Yeah.
Why would they need to do this long-term planning of a needle in your arm?
They want to do it systematically under the radar so we don't notice initially. Like the rug from beneath our feet. Okay, just keep going, buddy. just keep going. This is entertaining.
Just saying. I think that look at it this point away. If the government is looking for you because they want to take your guns, number one. Number two.
How long have we been hearing that shit for? They want to tell you. Either they're going to do it or not going to do it. God damn. Is this those God being resurrected type things, whatever? It's like, it's coming someday. Like, is that
exactly. Yep. The rapture, all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
return, yeah.
Well, guess what? Just when the rapture does return, you're going to be burning just like I will be. So, I mean, we all going to. I don't think
you're screaming just like JP. I told you, bitch.
And if anything, I'm going to burn worse because I got alcohol all up in this motherfucker. So it's really going to. Matter of fact, mine's going to be more instant. It's going to be
like. Maybe you're going to be petty as fuck. He's going to grab it to your hand just so you can feel that shit.
Coming out that motherfucker.
Y'all can ignite.
Yeah, I'm going to be like looking like Armin from Attack on Titan. Just smoke, just coughing it up and shit, like looking for you. Just like, come on, baby. Oh, that's some damn good tequila. That's some fine good añejo there. Speaking of añejo, Cody, I had two bottles of extra añejos this week.
Yeah, man. You told about these. These came out the cut, bro. You showed me those bottles. I never even heard of these things. Man. The names are crazy for them, mind you.
Yeah, yeah.
The crazy fucking names. But what you're telling me, it seems like I could be hyperbolic. I don't know. You tried it. I didn't. It seems like one of those pours, like the kebab and skull.
It's him. It's him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's him.
That's kind of what I gathered.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite sure, but okay.
I'll go into G4 first. That extra añejo, man. I think I told Cody over the weekend when we was at Cork last week. I got invited to a G4 tasting because I'm friends with G4's the owner. I'm friends with his lawyer, so I got invited to a tasting, and I went to Wally's first in Santa Monica. Shout out to Wally's, man. They got Tears. We was just talking about it. They got Tears of Arona on the shelf for $60 a pour. And they got the Cabal Mezcal on there for the shelf, too. Mm. I was like, okay.
Hell yeah.
$60 a pour. I mean, if you don't want to spend $300 on the
bottle. That's
fair. Yeah.
I will say that's fair.
Yeah, I thought that was a very fair pour because I got me some. So,
yep.
So, because I'm not spending $300 on that. Fuck. It's crazy. I think that's one of the best. That's a drop of fame bottle right there. I think it's one of the best tequilas. It might be my number one for all I know. For some reason, I just don't want to spend $300 on that bottle. I don't know what it is. I don't want to do that for some reason.
Because that's a lot of money. That's probably why.
That's true. That's a lot of money. But it's funny because I feel like I would spend that on something else, whatever. I just think that the Tears of Rona, I think the hype jacked that price up, and I kind of annoyed by that. I think that's what's making me refuse to spend it.
I got to tell you, man, that initial, $250 price point? I think I got it for $220, actually.
You got it $220, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yeah.
Because I got you on that right away.
Yeah, it was $220, right, and then it raised, and not long after that, probably like a week or two after that, literally.
With the $250.
With $250. That's now it's right. $300. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think with your tax, it came out to like $229, $234 or something.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Either way, it was under $250. That was the solid price. I think I had got mine at the time for $187 because I got mine a few months before you. So I think I got it for $187, somewhere around that time. I got it at Pavilions in Marina Del Rey for $187. And even the $220, I said, if that's going to be the increase, I said, that's fine. I said, $40 more or whatever, or $30 more, that's cool. But damn near $100 later. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that's one now. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like our conversation we had the other day. I like Weller, but not that goddamn much to be spending.
Yeah, man. And like I said, Tears of Arona, like I said, one of my all-time favorite pours. But I just can't stop spending $319 on a bottle, dude.
Yeah.
Before tax.
Just, yeah.
Nah.
especially when I was getting that shit for around 187 to 220, literally a year or two ago. Wasn't even that long ago, actually. No. So I'm not a fan of the hype machine burning that price up. If it would have came out at that price, I probably would be okay with it. I'd be like, well, that's the price. It is what it is, you know. Kind of like the G4 Extra Neo 7-year-old. It's like, mm-hmm. I mean, that shit started off at 450. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
If you want it, you got to pay that. But like with Tears of Rona, it's like, nah, bro. You could have kept it at that price. Why do you do that? Why'd you do that? So. But G4 7-year-old Extra Neo, I got the chance to taste that bad boy. We were talking about generational pours. This was easily a generational pour. This was so good. I think I told Cody it was better than the Dia de los Muertos I had.
Right.
Which I was debating on spending the money on getting the 2024 edition of that one or this Extra Neo. I think I'm all in the Extra Añejo now.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'll wait for the 2024.
My favorite part about this though, this thing, it sounds insane. Rereading the list of what goes into this pour.
Oh yeah.
And you think about the age of it. This seems like a crazy fucking pour. But my favorite part about it seems like it lives up to the hype.
Very elegant. I thought they gave us the right glasses for it. It was classy looking as shit. I mean, conversational starter on your shelf,
mm-hmm.
like nobody's business or whatever. I was mm-hmm. trying to compare this, just the look of it, presentation of how I was ever done. I was trying to compare it to bottles I already have. I was like, what would I sit that by? My Booker's, my Pappy, my old Rips, my George T. Stags. I said, it's in the back shelf with that right down. You got this these smooth kind of cognac flavors with the tropical fruits that was on it and stuff. Very oaky flavors, a little bit of hint of pepper on there. These apple dried fruit flavors and stuff. I'm trying to remember what else was on there that I had. And then on the finish, they had these tobacco notes too. Whatever. I can't remember if I told Cody, but I was like, man, I wish I had a cigar on me right now. It's one of those things. I was like, I need to probably keep a cigar in the car or whatever shit. I was like.
Yeah,
I wish I had a cigar on sounds me right, right. now because I was like these notes on the finish, whatever. And it's got this nice mouthfeel too. It's nice, very nice, way more than Dia de los Muertos, obviously, because it's Extra Añejo. Which, by the way, people, Cort has the regular Extra Añejos. I think those are the 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds. I can't. They didn't know which one it was, whatever. I didn't get to look at the bottle. They were behind the shelf. They got those for $200 sitting there, and I was like, ooh, I need to come back for one of those because I don't see those anymore on shelves anymore neither, and those just came out last year or earlier this year, something like that. So they had a healthy supply of those, so the Extra Añejo G4. I wish I'd have known that because I probably would have grabbed one when we did G4 month and reviewed it there. But this one, man, the apple notes were just strong on the palate, too. Strong on the palate. That's why it reminded me of that the cognac notes I was telling Cody because you get a lot of apple and tropical fruits usually on a cognac, and usually what goes well with a cognac is a nice cigar too. So that's what it was kind of reminding me of. It was a nice journey though, from palate to finish. I don't think I've ever tasted an Extra Añejo like that, and I thought it was phenomenal. To be honest, I was like quite impressed. Or whatever. I kept thinking about the price, going like, oh, $500 is such a bitch. But then K&L has them for $430, I believe. And I was like, you know what? That takes a little bit off the wound there or whatever. And I was like, fuck it. I started sticking money in the whiskey jar over there, or tequila jar, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, yeah, when we get the $450, we're going to go pick that bitch up. So because it ain't moving at K&L as fast as those Dia de los Muertos were. And rightfully so, because that fucking price is insane. But
yeah, you goddamn right, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Shit.
But if I was going to spend $300 on the Dia de los Muertos 2024, man, I think I could throw an extra $130 in there. I think I could throw an extra $130 for this one because this was a drop of fame, if you will.
There it is. Sounds worthy of it.
Yeah, this was we've been talking about this a lot for the past week now, ever since we had cigars and drinks the other day. It's all about the journey. It's all about mm-hmm. the experience. And the journey and the experience setting I was in, man, I was loving it. I did this. I see why Yoon does this shit now. He does this thing where when we go to a tasting, he'll fucking go to a corner somewhere and be by himself and just start sniffing the glass and shit. He just don't want to be bothered or distracted. I did the same shit, and I was like, oh, God, I'm getting old now.
Oh, I get it.
I was like,
especially like when you got one of those like world class,
yeah,
lifetime type supporters. But he's going to take that shit in.
Yeah, leave me alone. There, I don't want to talk right now. I wasn't in a corner, but I was like by a wall per se, or whatever. And I was just like, I had both hands on the glass, like it was a fucking mop on.
Yep, it's just an A and B moment right there.
I was I must have smelt that glass for at least about 8 minutes, Cody.
Yeah.
Before I sipped it.
Yep. I know.
And I started like kind of looking to the side, like making sure that like, you know, this wasn't just a one-time pour. Like, can we go back for a moment? It was like, I didn't know that or not. So, and plus I was a guest, so I was like trying to be, you know, it's nice as shit. So I babysit first. It was like, ooh. So waiter walking by me. Yeah, they always, you know, the waiters always walk by you when you like eating or drinking or some shit like that, and your mouth is full, and you just like, can I help you with anything else? And he's like, get the fuck away from me right now.
Yeah, why are you like mid sip?
Yeah, like, man, it was like, they always catch me when I'm eating something, or whatever, and they'd be like, can we help you with anything else? And you're like,
I'm gonna try to get those last two, few cheese in, and I got a rush. That's I've been like shit choking.
It's like, you know, you saw me take that bite.
Yeah, right, like, over here now. Damn it.
So that's how I was then. I was making faces. I was looking like a villain and shit. And the mustache cartoon ones. Like,
yeah.
I can steal that bottle and make a runaway on the train here. Yeah.
It's perfect too with the hat with your lighting too. When you tilt for it, you can't see your eyes. You see the lower part of your face.
like Batman in the shadows and shit. You just see the eyes and the chin. Yeah. Yeah. The other one I had, a coworker gave me this, colleague of mine. He had it in his office. And I didn't know what this was. I heard something about it. I think K&L had it too. For a brief moment, maybe during earlier this year, maybe like right before summer kicked in. And I remember just seeing the bottle of it, and I just said, oh, that looks amazing. But I was like, whatever. Probably ain't nothing, no big deal. I just thought it was all presentation or whatever. And funny enough, that's where my buddy got it from. He just barred it in because he was like, I had to keep it away from my wife. She had some, and he was like, she fucking been going crazy on the goddamn watch. He opened it at home, Cody, and the wife had some, and she was just like, I'm killing that bottle. So he brought it in. He brought it in the office and was like, I had to keep it away from her. She was losing her fucking mind on it. So pouring that shit like it was goddamn water. I saw it on there on K&L, but I remember it saying will not ship. They won't ship this bottle in most places because it's got this long stem and it's just so easily breakable. I was so scared touching this bottle. It was so fragile. He poured me some. It's called Tres Cuatro y Cinco. That's the name of it. When he took it out of its little wood case or whatever, I thought it was writing that he wrote on the bottle or something like that. The text on this bottle, it's funny enough, looks like it's engraved in there, like kind of like how our tequila glasses from Fuck You Fest or with our names and stuff. And it just looks so clean and proper. And it's funny enough, I saw it at this store when I went to go pick my bottle up. Me and the guy was talking about it. And I was telling him, because we both agreed, something about simplicity in bottles nowadays just – it's like much better than bottles with a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah. Less is more.
Yeah. And like every time I walked by that bottle, I just kept staring at it going like, man, what a gorgeous looking presentation. Mm-hmm. Like this bottle is, talk about conversational piece on your shelf.
It's like a really good steak. You don't have to don't fuck with it too much. That's how you make a great steak.
Don't put no sauce on it.
A little pepper. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't garlic butter, whatever, after it's done, obviously.
I've seen somebody take a grilled chicken and put like egg and cheese on it and shit. And it's like, why'd you do that? That chicken was just fine. That chicken was just fine before you had to do all that mayo shit that you just did to it.
Yeah. Cause now you're just making this big marmalade of not chicken, not quite egg.
I never once thought of having egg on my chicken. I don't know why you did that. I don't even know why you put cheese.
That's kind of weird though, because you don't really know associate chicken with eggs. Oh, sorry, well, breakfast. I should say
no.
Yeah.
No. I damn sure.
I tried it before. It's just like this does not work.
I don't want melted cheese on my fucking chicken either, to be honest, either.
So, I don't either.
Yeah, that's...
I don't.
No, we're not making a fucking burger here. So let's just... Two different things. So well, don't fuck with it. Leave it alone, please. Just give please me the goddamn me. Grilled chicken. You already seasoned it. You put lemon pepper on the motherfucker. I don't need just other shit.
Exactly. Like, what are you just doing? Gonna lose all those flavors because all the other shit gets in the way. I don't understand it.
I had a sip of this... Friday. Butterscotch right off the bat. One of my favorite tasting notes. Butterscotch and cherries are my favorite tasting.
You do like you some butterscotch, don't you?
I love me some butterscotch. I love butterscotch candy. That old people candy that people call. That's some damn good candy, people. I'm sorry. I got a jar full of that. That shit is delicious as hell, okay? It's that old hard candy butterscotch. It's brilliantly made. It's simplistic and easy too as well. You can't fuck that up. I'm sure nowadays they'd add some flavor and cut it in half and be like, one half is strawberry, the other half butter. And you're like, okay, you just fucked that all up. It was a little woody, which is really nice. Had this apricot flavor on here. Tasted so much different than any añejos I had. I'm glad I had this right after the extra añejos G4 too, because I probably would be questioning on which one I like more. And I'd probably have to go back to them, but since I had them so soon, I didn't have to go back. I thought that G4 was much better. But when I say much better, I don't mean that in the sense like, oh yeah, don't even fuck with this one. This one was still really damn good up there for me, man. That butterscotch and apricot flavor, it just melded so well. And I really do like the mouthfeel and how well-rounded it was too as well. I mean, it was just delicious as hell. Tasted like no other, extra añejo I've ever had other than the G4 one. So, it was a whole new week for me, whatever. Just the world of extra añejos that I got to get into, and how so much different they both were, but yet so exceptional pour still at the same time. I fell in love with both of them, dude. I was like, God damn! And my coworker was like, yeah, they usually run from between 4, 6, and 9. I said, God damn it! I was like, shit. I said, give me a $200 bottle, please. God damn. So I think this one will be next on the list. I told Cody I already found it for like $309 at the lowest or whatever, which yeah, that works for me. So $309, that's better than $400. So I got two bottles. Definitely one I want to get before the end of the year because I'm damn near finished with my top 15 list of bottles I want to get now that I got this one. This was on the list, the extra or the añejo cabal. I just need to get the Cascanes añejo now, and that list is complete. So I can focus more on that G4 extra añejo, but next year I want to kick the year off getting that bottle. I love the name of it too, and I keep always got to think about it just so I don't fuck it up.
Right. Tres
Cuatro y Cinco.
Which is funny because it's actually not really that hard of a name. It's 3, 4, 5. Yeah. But it looks so cool.
It got its name, Cody, because it's aged in different barrels for those years.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, okay. I forgot what barrel it was for 3 and 5 and 4, by the way. So I forgot what day. Very special barrels, though. So from what I remember, I was like, ooh, that's something different and unique. So beautiful elegance to it, well-crafted, blown away by it. Man, I really wish I didn't sip it, to be honest, because it was making my fucking top 10 list harder. I was like, I already had my...
It's been an insane fucking year.
Yeah.
Crazy year, bro.
I probably had some of the most exceptional pours this year since we've done this show now.
Yeah.
I had two of the best mezcals I think I'll ever have. It's kind of started off with last year because we did have that fucking, I'll never forget this. This is the one mezcal I'm willing to try because we had the tequila version of it, that fucking Tesla tequila. I will try that Tesla mezcal. Yeah. I've heard great things about that, so I am.
Yeah.
I definitely want to try that one or whatever because that tequila was fucking incredible. I was blown away by it. We always tend to forget about that one when we talk about celebrity.
We do
shit, and
we
do,
which is crazy because we're hyping that bottle up, you know, because we really love the look and the whole aura of the bottle. So.
Yeah. You just keep forgetting it's a celebrity spirit. That's why.
That's true. Yeah,
it's so good. You're like, eh.
It's probably because it involves a celebrity we don't really fuck with.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And also, I keep associating with Nosotros. That's why. So I keep forgetting that it's part of a brand and with just Tesla cars and stuff like that. So But yeah, it kind of started off around that time, and this year has just picked it up and kept the ball rolling, man. Kept the ball rolling, dude. So it's been a great year and a half since we've had that. I've had the most exceptional pours this year, and I'm blown away by some of them. It's going to be the most – I have the top 10 list put together, but the editing of it is going to be much difficult going forward.
No, but this is it's been a hell of a year. It's crazy because I think going into the year, we didn't quite know what to expect.
First year, tequila weeks, too. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So we didn't quite know. Obviously, we were excited about tequila because we were starting, really getting, a taste of what tequila could be. It's exciting us, igniting our minds and whatnot. But I didn't quite expect the things that occurred this year to occur, especially the quality of pours. And not only that, just the, the time span. Because these are, almost in very close proximity.
Yeah.
Some almost back to back, which is insane.
I would say started in September with Fuck You Fest, really.
Yeah.
I know I had that Dos Hombres, but that was June-ish, I believe. July, right there. So I would say the second half of the year, which was funny because Cody was having some great pours early in the year. I remember he was giving a lot of last drops out. And I think the second part of the year has kind of blown his first part of the way, if I'm not mistaken, Cody.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just because the sheer volume of what we've had.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't think last year I didn't have any generational pours like this.
Yeah.
That nature. I don't think 2022, was that the year I had double barrel Bourbon County? I don't remember. I think it was actually before that.
Was it that long ago? Shit.
I think it was longer. Yeah, I think it was longer before that. I think it was 2021 or 2020, something like that.
It might have been 2021 or 2022.
I think it was 2021. I
mean, around that time.
It was that year, yeah. So just to combine that with the fact that there was still a string in this latter half. We haven't done with the latter half of the year. There was still a string of last drops. And then that tack that on with what you've had. So it's just
my wallet is thankful, I will say. Yeah. my wallet is shaking my head right now, or whatever. But if there's bottles that we have, Cascanes Añejo changed the game for me for Añejos. I was like, wow, this is candy. And then obviously the Cabal Mezcals, Dos Hombres Mezcal. I've got to have shit that I didn't think I'd be trying this year. The Dos Hombres one for me really did kick it off. I was thankful as shit. I mean, I went to I don't remember how much the event was because I got in for free. Shout out to Nosotros for that, by the way. I think it was like $30 maybe for that event. It wasn't that expensive, but like $30 and I got to try that shit over and over. Man, talk about as much shit we talk about Fuck You Fest, which I still could because I would have had that
costume. Oh, at least again, yeah.
Yeah, I would have had that regardless anyway because I literally went to a Cascanes tasting at High Proof, which, by the way, I want to shout out to High Proof, one of my new favorite stores out there in Fullerton, California. That store is incredible. They got a tasting going on right now of I'm blanking on what it was now. But they got tastings left and right. I just wish it wasn't so goddamn far. That's Fullerton's out there. It's like 30 minutes.
That's pretty out the way.
Yeah, but they've been having tastings all this week and stuff. I went to a Cabal one, not Cabal, Cascanes, and I'm like, man, everything I loved, I feel like I've had now outside of a Fuck You Fest. So there's that. And I've gotten invited to things. I went to the Yayo High Proof Blanco release. I love that High Proof. And the get on prices, $60, man. I love Yayo's price points, man. I would put their Blanco probably in my top five just alone because of how they market in their price points. I think it's just wonderful. We were talking about Tequila Ocho and how they're charging $110 for their overproof Blanco, and I'm like, all the high proofs that's coming out this year that are like 70 and less.
Yeah, and you got G4 standing right there. Like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
Don Vicente, which is a little sister of G4, they got their, they just came out with $70. I just said Yayo, there's like $60-$65 for their high proof. I mean, I could go on and on high proof Blancos. Hell, even the Fortaleza still strength.
I was about to say Fortaleza, yeah, still strength. Yeah.
Even that was cheaper than the G4 high. I mean, not the the Tequila Ocho high. I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, I do want to try it, but you ain't getting $110, boy. You ain't, you ain't. And the first Hoven that I liked of the year too. I got to try this at the Yayo release. But this was. It didn't taste like that Hoven we had at Dos Artes. I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't really drink Hovens like that, so I don't have range of what they taste like. That might have been my first ever Hoven, to be honest, was at Dos Artes. And I was just like, hey, you can keep me the fuck away from this shit, please. I was like, oh, it's like some dried out rubber shit. Like, I was like, no, thank you. So when I went to the Yayo High Proof release party and they poured a little sample of the behind the scenes of this, I said, why does this have so much flavor? Why does this taste good, Cody?
What's happening here?
What's going on here? What's going on here? So, and plus the come on, that design is just, oh, look at this beautiful thing. That is just gorgeous. The little skull.
Oh, I love that. Talk about representation right there. That's how you do it.
You can't see it, but it has like this, like the shiny
yellow sheen.
Okay, okay. Cody, you can get these for $75.
Look at that, dude. That might be one of my favorite boxes you've had.
I gotta agree. I think, and this
is that's gorgeous.
And this is Luna. I don't got the other one. There's two of them. There's two different ones, Luna and Soul, I believe. I'm gonna go get the other one.
I love that. That's great.
It's beautiful. I love that. Just look at that. Oh, I actually think G4 should either partner with them or what to say, hey, yo, who'd you
get
on that?
Yeah, a little collab action.
That was our disappointment of the bottle when it came to Dia de los Muertos. We was like, why isn't this on the fucking bottle? Like, this should have been the logo right here. Like, this lady with the Dia de los Muertos design, that's beautiful. So, I just think the point we're getting at is just Ocho, fuck you. There's too much good shit out there.
I kind of get into my, like I said, I was looking forward to trying more Tequila Ocho stuff, you know, because they were in the right price point range. They were a little like underrated in the tequila game. I'm like, okay, let's give some Tequila Ocho some love. Then they come out with this high proof Blanco, overproof Blanco, as they label it, at 110. MSRP. Puzzling to me.
They added at that court for their special for $90. I was like, is that the cheapest we're going to see that for? Because I was like, God damn. Cody's like, yes. Yeah, it's probably, okay. All right. Well,
I am curious to try it, though.
I am curious to try it. I mean, it better. What's been your favorite high proof so far? Give me two of them or three.
Oh, easily G4 Blanco.
Both or one or?
I would just say.
Honestly, I don't consider.
Are you saying like pure or Asian cask or just?
I was about to say I don't consider the Madeira high proof. So,
okay, In that case, just straight up just G4 premium.
Yeah.
And then I would probably throw on the Cascanes high proof. I'll probably throw that one.
What was that called again? Was that Steel Strength too, or?
I think it was called Steel Strength, or like number 34, some shit like that.
I think that was number because there was 7, 9, and 10. I think that was 10 then. If I'm not mistaken,
I would say those probably my top two.
Mine would be the G4 and Fortaleza Steel Strength, and then
Fortaleza is very close for me. Yeah,
and then the Cascanes one right after. I don't consider the Madeira high proof for the
G4. Yeah, it's kind of hard because it's a whole nother flavor profile. Different things. So
it's kind of not fair to be honest to compare.
It's just completely different. Yeah.
Yeah. They only call it the high proof just because it's higher than that fucking regular ass Blanco they got, which they need to just go ahead and discontinue that shit and just, you know.
I mean, at this point, I have no use for that bottle.
None. Yep. I'm call me bougie. I don't give a fuck. Call me bougie.
You call me what the fuck you want. I don't care.
Don't
care.
Don't give a fuck. Oh, Cody, you got a recommendation. You have to give your top five comics that you've been reading, graphic novels, if you will. That you just been reading?
I'm going to say what I've been reading lately. And I'm only going to do three. There's three that really stand out to me thus far that I've read this year.
You want
to
save the other two for the end of the year?
There we go. Perfect. I'll do top five of the year. Perfect. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll start off with Jonathan Hickman's Fantastic Four run. I'll just preface this by saying all of these books I'm about to mention, they are not for beginning readers. Because they go into places like that will like fuck your mind up. Not only that, there's a lot of context involved to the setup of the story, the structure of the story, and also motivations and just where these characters are at a particular point in time, because there's no origin stories involved with any of these. I guess one technically.
I think Stuart's mind's already fucked up, so I think he'd be fine.
That one. The reason for that one, what they do, particularly with they do a lot with most of the Fantastic Four in this book. I would say probably Johnny and Sue Storm, they probably get the short end of the stick. They're still great in the book, but for the most part, the people who get the shine in this book is Mr. Fantastic and The Thing.
That's always been a thing with Fantastic Four, though, too.
Yeah. What they do with Mr. Fantastic, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I do want you to read this. It's a great fucking read. It gives you a whole nother look, especially what they do with his powers and kind of his motivations, especially because they pick different variants of Mr. Fantastic throughout the story to tell the story. And then his relationship with Valeria and then Franklin, it goes a long way. And then it gets really kind of like philosophical at points, which is shocking. You think Fantastic Four is kind of this lighthearted, kind of almost substance. Not, I wouldn't say substanceless, but it's kind of, you know, Saturday morning cartoon kind of thing. This is anything but that, especially what they do with The Thing in one of these stories, because he's, I kind of spoiled one of the stories, sorry. The Thing, he's like one of the last surviving Fantastic Four members, and they kind of show you him growing over time, what it means to be, I guess, a solo hero, and you know, to have that loss of, you know, his family was gone for all these years, and he lived for all these years. And then you see that kind of impact on his psyche, man. And it's just a real kind of character piece on The Thing. And it is brilliant fucking writing. I can't recommend that one enough. One of my top books of the year. Another one I read this year, come by surprise, The One Hand. It's also an accompanying book. What did I forget the name? So it's like a neo-noir detective story. It takes place in like the near future. It involves a detective following a series of murders that have relating patterns from a case he thought he solved 20 years prior, but it opens up again because there's links. But the very cool part about this particular book, there's a run that takes place from the detective's point of view. At the same time, there's also a separate run taking place from the killer's point of view. And they all cross-pollinate. Some things happen at the end of one story, and then you see why that happens and how it happens. And this is a very awesome, unique reading experience. And this goes to some crazy fucking places too. It reminds me kind of like a Blade Runner kind of feel. That one, yeah, I highly recommend that one. Great read. And the final one I'll recommend, I'm so glad I read this, The Immortal Hulk. I was never like a massive Incredible Hulk fan. I like the Hulk, but reading this, I understand why people have so much disappointment with, especially the Hulk in media as presented so far. Because what they do with the Hulk mythology in this story, I gotta tell you, I think this is some of Marvel's best stuff that I've read. I'm not saying that lightly. This is some of the best stuff I read. There's a lot of body horror in this. It reminds me of kind of like a John Carpenter kind of thing, kind of movie, but it involves the Hulk. And this is, going back to what I said earlier about the Fantastic Four one, there's a lot of shit in here you probably won't understand right off the bat, man. But what they do with the psyche of the Hulk, the multiple personalities, which I think is a big part of what they fuck up in these movies. It's just the concept of just how powerful the Hulk can be, and the concept of especially like gamma radiation, what that means. There's like literal hell in this comic book that involves gamma radiation that the Hulk goes to, and what they do with like characters you wouldn't even expect. They're bringing in all these like mainline Hulk villains, and they do crazy great things with them. Like even like the Absorbing Man, the Leader. What they do with Betty, especially General Ross, and then there's this General that's an underling of Ross, man. And what happens to him? You're like, oh, this is fucked up. You kind of understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, it's like, nah, brother, I can't really fuck with you on that. And then it just goes a crazy place of like, just Hulk just taking over the entire universe, basically. I don't want to spoil anything, but he literally takes over the entire universe and earns the name the Immortal Hulk. I will warn you, you read this, you will probably look back at every other thing in Hulk media that you've seen thus far, particularly like live action and even animation at a certain point, even though I think they've done a better job in animation with Hulk. Yeah, Hulk, he is.
Yeah, that's even questionable.
Hulk, yeah. Hulk, yeah. Dude, Hulk is one of the most fascinating characters that Marvel has, man. There is so much untapped potential with him, dude. It's insane. Yeah, it's almost offensive how much they fucked him over in these movies and these animation shows, dude. So yeah, people, do yourself a favor, check out those books. Like I said, not really beginner material per se. If you want to like wait to get into them, I totally understand, but you should read them at some point, because those are some fantastic books right there. So yeah, those are the three I would recommend.
I was trying to find my notes for this mezcal that we did at Fuck You Fest. And I was like, why can't I find these? And then I realized, oh, I only wrote two things on it.
I think I really wrote two things too.
Rubber and ass.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Band-Aid and rubber. That's what I
wrote. All right, Cody. We've talked about Cork. We've talked about two extra Anejos. We talked about top three comic books read so far, graphic novels read so far. I think we've gave the people what they need, and now they want to hear what we think of this mezcal, which, by the way, is called Wild Common Mezcal. Apparently, it's two different mezcals. I wouldn't know because I was going to try the other one. Nope. I was pretty much done with this brand. Now, it's funny. I've been seeing Wild Common all over the place now. I have not found
this. I had two.
Yeah, like I've.
I have two.
It's just sitting on shelves there or whatever, like regularly. And
taking up space.
It really is. I mean, there's a lot more things that could go there, like a Madeira Cast G4. And I have not seen the mezcal, though, yet. And I'm like, so I was looking up a little research there or whatever. To give a little back there, we first got introduced in the Wild Common at Fuck You Fest in the VIP section, which insults me even more a little bit. Yeah. I think we had the overproof or high proof Blanco first, and me and Cody was like, oh, this is good. All right. Yeah. Cody was really liking it. And he was like, okay. And once you go from that, it's like, I feel like cause they were trying to give us like the regular Blanco and shit. And I was just like, I don't want that shit. Now you got to step me up with your high end shit. Now, I mean, you went from the high proof Blanco. I either needed an Anejo, extra nail, or your mezcal. Lay it on us, baby. And plus, we needed to try mezcals anyway, because we wasn't gonna buy no fucking bottles this month, so we was like, give us a mezcal. And the look of disappointment in your girl's eyes, as if she tried to like reason with us that like it might be okay, because the look on our faces, I remember saying, oh fuck no. And you just had, well, you sipped it right after me and you just went, No. I think that was when we got disgusted with VIP.
Yep. That's when shit went from into, yep, this is some fuck you territory shit we're going to get into right now.
I have never had something that I thought might be interesting and maybe a brand that, oh, maybe I'll check this brand out because of the high proof Blanco. to the point where I had something else of theirs and just said, yeah, I don't even want to. I can't remember if it was you or your girl. You were trying to say, yeah, at least you like the high proof blonde. I just kind of was like, I could give a fuck about that Blanco. That mezcal was so bad. Yeah. Cody. It was like, we're talking about generational pores here, Cody. Well, this is a different case of generational pour. It's a generational pour. Yeah. Never want my glass again.
Yeah, I think after trying that, I instantly earned a top five spot in the worst of the year. Pretty sure that's safe to say. I haven't plotted out just yet my bottom 10 of the year just yet. But, you know, just thinking back on it and my initial reaction to it, and looking at these two notes I have right here, rubber and Band-Aid. Yeah, this is bullshit. This is something you can keep this motherfucker. So if I could ever hurt one, yeah, I'm just getting a flashback right now to that exact one. I'm like, yeah, fuck this poor. Yeah, so yeah, this is probably, this definitely might be top three. I'm not gonna lie to you. But
this was top five. This was before Cody got fucked up too, by the way.
So I remember this one very well.
So
yeah.
Well, some more insulting for Cody though, why I think it should be in his top two or three is because that might have been the last poor he had sober.
Yes, I think it was. That was the last one on my fucking mind, I can tell you that.
Because I think after that, I don't think Cody remembers shit after that.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah. I just remember the look on your face. You just shook your head. It's almost like your girl was trying to calm you down because you was about to have a Hulk moment.
probably was. I'm about to turn to
that head just kept fucking shaking, just like no, God damn it. I can only imagine if we looked the price up of these bottles, we'd probably be more upset.
I ain't gonna do that.
I'm good. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, it's my birthday week. I'm chilling out. Yeah. Days off. I ain't trying to fuck with all that. Nah, good.
Imagine if you had that bottle right now in your hand.
Oh man, I don't even know if there'd be a show today.
Would you be thinking to try to convince yourself in the first sip, going like? And then, like, 5 seconds,
that's instant. Just fuck you. No.
I mean, the notes I took, I remember Cody, the first note, I remember him even saying, Band-Aid. He's like, what the fuck? We were at another booth, and Cody said, we was at Legato's booth, and he was saying that shit, whatever, because it had, like, this lingering taste bud in the background where it was just like,
Stringent. Yeah. Band-Aid, rubber, plasticky, almost kind of. It's just not good.
Which is funny because I did some research and apparently rubber is one of the notes on it, Cody. And people say that's why they enjoy it.
Oh God, it's disgusting. Jesus. Oh God. Okay. More power to them then. To each their own. I don't understand that at all. But all right, I like rubber.
Not only was it rubber, it was dry rubber.
Oh God. It was the wet rubber.
That shit got caught in your throat like a condom.
Okay.
You was coughing like a hairball. Oh, here's what I put on my nose too, Cody.
Oh shit.
It tastes like rubber.
Yeah, you made me hate this shit more. I didn't know that was possible.
Oh yeah, it's very possible. Because it wasn't working at all. That shit was like just like
God damn.
Hot. It was hot and fucking rubbery and dry. He's just like, oh. Like, oh God. Here's what I wrote as my last sentence on my note here, Cody. I'm going to remember your ass.
Your soul is required in hell.
Your soul belong in hell. I feel betrayed and tricked. You gave me that goddamn high proof Blanco, and that shit was fine or whatever. And then you gave me after. And then you just like, what in the fuck just happened right now? Did you just poison me? Shit. You want to try the especial now? No, I want you to go rotten hell is what I want you to do now. You made me try this shit. Oh my God. I was looking, I was like, that is fucking hilarious. We was taking notes and didn't get any notes on this shit. So there were some people, damn, somebody said even on the nose it's rubbery too, but that's a positive.
Damn.
I have to tell you two people, I remember this. It was probably the driest, blandest smell on the nose I ever sniffed this whole fucking year, too. Not interesting at all. Had no uniqueness, no flavor profile. It was just a glass of fucking ethanol and water with a Band-Aid in that motherfucker floating. You know how they put the orange peel in there, Cody? They did that with the Band-Aid. They salted
your glass. Got a Band-Aid garnish.
They salted your glass with a Band-Aid garnish. Yeah, they garnished that shit out of that. You got to look at these notes that people were saying. They talking about the finish had papaya and mango and had this fucking uniqueness. I was like, what the fuck drink did y'all have? Oh, shit. There was no goddamn papaya. I've had papaya. I didn't taste no goddamn papaya on that finish. So I was doing research on this too. And I found that there's kind of a little bit of a civil war between the fan base of you either enjoy this or you fucking hate it. There is no middle. We fall in the fucking hate this category.
That's insane to me.
I don't get it.
That's fucking crazy.
There are Reddit pages, Cody, of arguing about this pour. And one I came up with, whatever. Oh, yeah. One came up saying, thanks for that review, because I've heard nothing but bad news from this brand when it comes to mezcal. They don't say anything about the nameless producers or their stories or regions or types of agaves that they use. Somebody said, in my opinion, their mezcal falls short of dick compared to this. They said that tequilas are great, but this is just, they mezcals are dog shit, dog shit. And they said that this mezcal, the group, whatever, the high, I guess they call it mezcal high, whatever, doesn't ever mention this brand, and mezcal reviews has low marks. That's a pretty bad sign right there. The fact that it's a U.S.-owned company, too, by the way, that might be the first fucking problem with it, by the way. I didn't even know that. I was like, okay, mezcal should not be made in the U.S. He said, that's why it's good you said something positive about this. He says, I own their SS tequila, which probably stands for standard shit tequila. And it's very well made. Not my favorite profile, but the quality is definitely there. How's it well made then? What? Whatever. I would hope their mezcal would follow suit, but it sounds like this is dog shit. We'll be staying away from this. And then some people say, this one person said, you guys are crazy. This is one of the best mezcal offerings you could have. This person said, I use it even as a mixer. I use it with my mezcal margaritas. This person said it tastes like dog shit. Somebody said this tastes like a Band-Aid that's been on somebody's wound for 4 days. I don't know.
Yeah, why. That's accurate.
Yeah, I was like, I was thinking 7 days, but 4 days is cool too.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah. I don't get any of these notes. I remember this like legit up, straight up. I remember that finish just being the most blandest shit I've ever had. I think we talked about this recently, at least with the mandala. I could easily see someone drinking that shit and thinking it's really good because of the sugar aspect of it. That fake people drink that fake shit all the time in tequilas. I was like, yeah, I could probably offer it. This wild comment. I don't know who I could recommend this to. I don't even know who I would tell to get that bottle.
It's because it's just not good at any level.
No.
Like, it just fails completely and almost effortlessly on each and every fucking level.
That's a good word, effortlessly.
Effortlessly. Yeah, it's just like, hey, this is what we are. Here you go. I almost kind of respect it. Because it's so fucking bad, and it's telling you it's so fucking bad immediately. Not trying to hide anything. This is like, yeah, we fucking suck. So I don't know. I don't know. It's like some reverse psychology shit they're trying to pull. Because I know they're trying to tell us like, oh, you gotta try this mezcal. But when you taste that shit, you're like, wow, this is fucking horrible.
You might be right on that because I learned reading the research on it that they don't tell you anything about how that mezcal was made or anything like that, and people got on this dude's shit list because he was talking like the bottle don't tell you where this was made and stuff like that. No. And they were getting on his shit list saying, go to the website. It tells you on the website you want. And he was just like, I ain't going no fuck. What the fuck? Why do I got to go to the website to find out where shit was made at and stuff like that? So you might be right, because the fact that you don't release that much details about something unless you go to their website, unless that's like a marketing tool to get traffic to their website, which I don't even know why. Spirit companies shouldn't give a fuck about their website unless they sell merchandise on it. Because, yeah, there's like no effort at all on this. Like, the nose was bland, the palate was bland, the fucking finish was bland. It had no flavor profiles. It didn't have no agave profile. It didn't have no fucking
nothing.
It just had
not even like the quintessential like mezcal tasting. No
smoky.
There's no fruit. No meat. Nothing.
No green like mango.
Yeah, no green pepper. Nothing. Yeah. None
no earthiness. No grass tone.
Nothing.
No grass tones after a rain. It straight up tastes like a condom.
You know what? I imagine it's probably be similar.
Chewing that motherfucker, you just like, oh. How did it get to this level?
Yeah.
Mind you, Cody just had one of two of the best pours he had too. Cabal Anejo. Oh, I'm sorry, not Cabal Anejo. Cascanes Anejo and Cabal Mezcal. And he's probably he's sniffing flowers. Oh, then he gets to this fucking booth and he's eating a condom and he's sitting in his head going,
basically,
how did I get to this point?
Hey, what the fuck happened?
I was like Thanos. I was in my garden touching the flowers.
I was just at that tent 30 minutes ago. What the fuck happened?
You straight up was Thanos, Cody. You was in your garden touching your plants and shit, going like, it's beautiful. Yep. Next you know, your head getting cut off.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, better just crash my fucking pad.
That was Wild Common hitting your taste buds.
Is that it?
It's like, oh!
Like, God damn it.
Your taste buds turned racist on you. They was calling you all kind of N-words and shit like that when you sipped that shit. They was like, you fucking man. It was getting washed in the back of your head.
That shit flipped.
They turned into a Spectre Gadget villain and shit, whatever. They started putting trench coats on, going like, well, get you, Cody.
I'll get you, Gadget.
Instead of the Gadget, though, they was calling you N-word. It was like, man. Yeah. You could never hear the whole word because every time you sipped it, it just washed it away. Like, in your body shit right now, and your stomach like Osmosis Jones and shit now, Cody.
Yeah, wreaking havoc.
Yeah, they wreaking havoc, looking for you and shit, going like, where that son of a bitch at? All your white blood cells are protecting you from these taste buds that turned on you and shit, Cody. You had two loyal taste buds left in you, Cody, and they ditched your ass when you sipped that motherfucker. They said,
ran the fuck away. They didn't want no part of that shit. Like,
shit. When you opened your mouth, when you had that glass, it was like, ooh, what is Cody sipping now? Yay, British. And that shit hit the tongue, and them motherfuckers. They turned into the Wicked Witch from fucking Wizard of Oz. They was like, what a world. No. God, they were turning into Jigsaw and shit. He's getting shredded by that fucking machine, whatever shit. The hand was sticking out. You saw the one hand at the table. Two of them survived because they were like fighting on your tongue. They was making it up. And it was like, is it over? And you took another sip and shit. It's coming back around.
An apocalypse about tongue and shit.
Shit. You might as well eat a pretty vagina out drinking this shit.
That's the real rapture right there. That Wild Common Mezcal.
You might as well ate a blue waffle out while you was sipping this shit. Because your taste buds said, we getting the fuck up out of here. They packed bags and everything. It was like,
run.
It was like, we tried to help this Negro. He didn't.
Help.
Help. Your shit was crying like fucking Tyrese was auditioning for a part. What do you want from me? Like Cody said, this is you can keep this motherfucker. I can't remember the last time one bad spirit from a brand ran me away from the brand. Periodly, I don't remember.
Well, it's not only that; it's just a quick turnaround because we were very favorable for those high proof Blancos that had. We tried to discover, like, what the fuck happened?
It was like,
I don't understand.
It was like watching Godfather 2 then watching White Chicks. It was like, wait, what the
fuck? It was like Dark Knight to Dark Knight Rises. What the fuck is this shit?
It was like fucking a girl to getting your ass checked out. It's like, wait a minute. How did I get to the doctor's office right now? I mean, whatever pleasure you could think of the non-pleasure of what that might be. That's what that feels like.
Antithesis, yes.
Riding your bike and working out to
fall. They need to change their brewing into yin and yang because they be flipping shit.
They
opposite
need,
spectrums.
They need to change it to dog shit. No, they need to change
it. Or that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't want no part of that shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the whole brand is tainted. That Mescal's fucking awful. That's a generational awful core right there. Yes. Generationally awful.
Can we have a, if we have a drop of fame, can we have a fall off of fame?
Yeah. The fuck you fame.
Yeah, the fuck you fame. Yeah. This motherfucking fame. Yeah.
Honey on there.
Yeah. Put your Coronita on there.
Coronita. Yep. Exactly.
Put your fucking,
Karyoshi, that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Keep that shit on there too. That fake Japanese whiskey shit. Yeah. You can put this shit on here too while you're at it.
Bourbon County 30th anniversary. Yep. It's that fucking bad. Fuck
that,
you.
That list is longer than the drop of fame then. Shit. Damn. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, this is, I saw people giving this sevens and eights. I'm like, what world are we living in? For me, this is
seriously.
I'm with Cody. This is, you can keep this motherfucker.
I'm bone if I can keep this motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck if it's $20. I would never put a dime to this fucking sphere.
Way overpriced.
You should get that shit out for free, but I wouldn't even doubt
that. Exactly. I wouldn't even take it. Hell no.
Because I wouldn't want my worst enemy to drink that shit.
I wouldn't even use that shit as rubbing alcohol.
No, I think it would fucking burn off all your taste buds inside your body.
Yeah, it would poison my bloodstream.
Yeah, your white blood cells are like, fuck this, we out of here. Gone, fuck it. Oh, people, that is Wild Common Mescal, and that is Mescal Monk. It's over, Cody.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
yeah, it's thank over. You. We made it.
Happy
it's
birthday over. To me.
Yeah, everybody.
Shit is over. Fuck you, Mescal. Never again. Oh, that's the greatest birthday gift I ever fucking got. Thank you.
Yeah.
This shit is done.
No more. Toodles. Yeah. Done. Goodbye. Adios.
Hey, get the fuck out.
This smells like that tasted like a dirty vagina. Like, it just, nothing good about it. That drink tastes like Skid Row. You just don't want to be there. Just don't want to be there.
It tastes like Skid Row, smelled like Pershing Square. That's what that
shit was. Oh, shit. Yeah. Cat piss and human piss all over. And they try to cover that shit up with ice every December. Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, you fucking fuck here with that shit. That smell.
That's the most appropriate response.
Yeah, that smell seeps through that goddamn ice and shit. That snow, whatever. You ice skating with a scarf around your nose and shit. You know, you like, hell no.
I skated a hazmat suit.
Skating with a hazmat suit on. Like,
God.
People, it's next month. It's November. We are getting ready to wrap this year up. This is the last whiskey, beer, and tequila month on the schedule. So bring them heavy hitters with the whiskey, beer,
and tequila. I think they have some bangers on the way, sir.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward because this is the last of the it's the last tequila we'll have. And whiskey and beer too. So this is going to be something here. I think it's going to be bangers, and hopefully by December that cognac, Armagnac, brandy month can etch that out for us with a banger. With a banger,
yes, sir.
I think it will too. I think it will. With that said, people, thank you for tuning in to this shitty month that we won't be doing anymore. It's retired now.
That's it. That's
right. Yeah, it's a wrap, son. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.